237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardener, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing. It's actually his youngest son, Patrick. We join you live today until about 10 o'clock. My father will be back next week. He'll fill you in on what's going on, and he'll be back to answer all your gardening questions. But I am here today. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'm going to be talking with Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. Give us a little bit of information about things we should be doing. He is on the line now. So, Ashton, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. I sit here, I look at the news, and I'm feeling for all your folks up in New England with the storm coming. Hopefully, everybody can bat down the hatches and ride through this one without what folks are talking about.
Yeah, it seems like there's going to be a pretty bad storm coming our way. I'm hearing different reports, 1 to 3 and 2 to 4 inches of rain. That's a lot of rain to be happening.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what we should be doing maybe after this storm happens. We still got a little bit of time left to be feeding the lawn. What should we be doing?
Well, a lot of folks are thinking, I've taken care of my grass all year. I've been mowing it. I put some feeding down. Maybe you've already even put down a feeding of the lawn this fall. And you think, okay, I'm done. But if you start to, dig into what the researchers are saying at, let's say Michigan State University, Ohio State, Penn State, Cornell, all of the major turf grass researchers, the UMass, they're all saying that you probably ought to do another feeding this fall, and many of them would like you to get a feeding on before mid-November. And the importance of this feeding is it helps to further build up the root system of your grass. Your grass goes into the winter stronger. It comes out of next spring stronger. It's actually stronger next summer, and we don't know what Mother Nature's going to throw to us as we get to the next year. So you can take this opportunity to spend a few bucks and really beef up the lawn by feeding it with something like the Scotts Super Turf Photo Winter Guard as your last feeding of the year. And you'll be doing what all those researchers, all those agronomists are doing on their own lawns. Your neighbor will say, are you crazy? You got your earmuffs on. You got your gloves on. You're out there feeding the lawn. The grass doesn't need to be fed now, but you will know that that's what the experts are recommending.
Yeah, it's definitely, if you can get a little bit more into the lawn now, the benefits outweigh everything that you're doing right now. Yeah, the benefits are just so much for you in the spring and into the summer.
Yeah, and you can find people on the street, probably your neighbors, and you can talk to them. And every so often you run into somebody that knows the secret, that this is really the key to really beefing up your lawn and improving it, is giving it that one last feeding this year. I mean, even if you were on the Scotts 4-step program and you put down your step 4 back in, say September or maybe the first part of October, getting another feeding on, your lawn's probably in great shape right now, but if you give it another pop with the Super Turf Photo Winter Guard, it really makes a big difference.
It's almost like it's a step 4B.
Yeah,
that's a
good way to put it. It's like the money in the bank. And you'd expect the guy from Scotts to tell you need to feed your lawn, but when you read it from the other folks, the experts, all those guys that get paid to do the research to figure out what it takes to grow a nice looking lawn, and they tell you that that's what you ought to do, then that's what you ought to do yourself.
Definitely. You're not the only one who's telling people to be doing that. I believe that you should be fertilizing at this time of year as well. Now, one of the questions I've had in the past couple of weeks and I've had here at the nursery is, mulching the tree leaves, should we be leaving those in place? What does that do for our lawn?
You know, that is where I can cut you some slack and maybe make a little relief for the folks that are sitting out there and they've been hearing you got to get out there and rake up those tree leaves and get them off the lawn. They're unsightly. You need to do that. You go smother the grass. But again, this is research from one of the leading universities up at Michigan State. They determined that if you, with today's mulching lawnmowers, if you mulch those leaves down to dime size or smaller, and then you put down your Super Turf Builder Winter Guard on top of those mulched up leaves, it's like creating a compost pile right there in your lawn. The feeding that you get from the Winter Guard helps to stimulate the microorganisms, provide them with what they're looking for to help break down those leaves, and the microorganisms start working on those leaves, and you're actually creating compost right there in your lawn. So this is good news. It's a lot easier to run the lawnmower over top of those leaves multiple times to get them down to dime size than it is to rake them up by the curb. And, of course, if you're in a municipality where they haul those things away, then, that's not a good thing. So you're saving your local municipality from having to do that. So this is recent research from a few years back, and it's tried and true. It's a good way to create that organic matter into your soil and help your lawn at the same time.
You definitely just made a lot of husbands' days by saying you don't have to break up the entire lawn. You can actually mow right over them. That is, I know a lot of guys out there who are just listening. They probably recorded that right there.
Yeah, and they will play it back
to
over
their wife.
And when they or maybe some teenagers, hopefully you got some teenage listeners that heard that. And when the dad says, "Hey, I got to go do that," they can say, "I think not," and they can hit that record button and playback. And they say, "Here's what that guy from Scott's and the guy from the Paul Parent Garden Club says. He says I don't have to."
Yeah, perfect. You made my day a little bit there too. Now let's stick with the lawn here. Now, what should be the last mowing height? How high should we leave the lawn, or how low should we cut it? Which way should we be doing this?
Well, you know, the old school of thought years and years ago was that you whack that grass back by lowering your setting on the lawnmower a notch or two going into your last mowing of the year, scalping it down. Maybe that helped you reduce a little bit of the snow mold problem you might have got in the winter if you had a big snow cover. But the researchers now are saying, you ought to keep mowing it at the same height you've been mowing it all season, your dad and you at the nursery always talk about, raising that height up a little bit, maybe to the highest setting on your lawnmower or next to the highest setting, so that you're leaving quite a bit of leaf blades there to go through photosynthesis. And the temperatures that we have in the fall are still conducive to having photosynthesis take place. So not whacking them back is what they're saying now. Just keep on mowing at the same height that you've been mowing, and that's what's recommended.
Definitely sounds like a good plan here. You're making a lot of sense out there by doing that and protecting the lawn. It's almost like an extra protecting cover. Instead of going too low, you're saving the lawn a little bit.
That's right.
Let's head away a little bit from the lawn. Anything we should be doing to take care of mice that are going to be starting to invade homes soon?
Well, over the last couple of years, I've had some pretty big laughs with your dad talking about the number of mice he's caught with the Ortho Kill and Contain mouse traps. In the garage, he would set those things out. And he and I had a running battle back when we lived in Ohio. They would get in our house, and I used those mouse traps, and I would catch a bunch of them, and I would talk to your dad on the phone, and he would say, "Well, I'm up to, I don't know, 18 or 19 mice," and I would say, "No, I think I'm ahead of you." And we just were laughing at how much fun it was to catch mice with the Ortho Home Defense Kill and Contain mouse traps. They are so cool. They get that little trap door where you put a little peanut butter, close that up, and you pull the lever down, and that mouse goes in there, and you don't have to seam or him or her, And you just, the lever shifts and you can just, you know, just throw them away. You never have to look at them again. It's like that old saying, who invented the better mousetrap? This is the cool mousetrap, the kill and contain mousetraps from Ortho.
Excellent. And Ashton, I have one quick question for you. I had a listener on the last hour. She had a insect that looked like a termite in her garden soil. I was suggesting maybe using the Bug Be Gone Max into her soil. Do you have any other suggestions real quick before we go to the break?
Yeah, sometimes you might see what looks like a termite. Maybe if you use some wood mulch or, you know, in an area that might be in the soil. If it's away from the house, you know, you could use the Bug Be Gone Max. It definitely will. It will kill them. But if you get into the colder weather, they're going to go pretty deep. So it's one of those things where as you're getting into the colder weather, you're going to be less effective trying to knock them off. But that does indicate that there's probably a colony down there. Maybe there was an old stump that was there. But there's definitely some wood there close by that they're working on decomposing. And if you're sure it's actually a termite, which is they don't have a segment, it's just that total white body without a segment, then that will work.
Excellent. Ashton, we thank you for the information. Greatly appreciate it here, and thanks for joining us. Phone number here, 855-660-4261.
If you haven't made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
Good day, Peter Kratschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is October 26, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,704. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,746.24, $873.12 for a half ounce, and $436.56 for a quarter ounce. $1,746.24, $873.12, and $436.56.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Garden Club. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. We thank him for joining us and helping us out with a few things that we should be doing at this time of the year with the lawn and a few other things. I believe he made a lot of husbands and teenage kids very happy that they don't have to rake the lawn. It might not be as beneficial. So it's that's a good thing to hear. All these leaves falling down and all you're thinking about is, oh, I got to rake the lawn. Well, if you get those down to dime-sized pieces and you mulch them into the grass, you're actually helping the lawn for the future. So make sure you remember that and tell your friends, let everybody know so that the lawns, As long as you're mowing them down, they're fine to sit out there. You do want to, if you're not going to mow them down, at least get rid of some of them. But that is some great news that I heard there. We thank Ashton for joining us. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, we got anybody on the line?
We sure do.
All right. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Annalisa from Maine with a question about hydrangeas.
Annalisa, welcome to the Paul Brand Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'm actually on my cell phone here looking out. Is it still okay to cut back hydrangeas? I have a pinky winky hydrangea. I have a white lace hydrangea bush and two pink hydrangea bushes, and I haven't cut them back yet. Can I still do this now?
One of the things, by doing that now, you actually could affect next year's blossoms. One of the things you want to do with anything that flowers is make sure that if you're cutting them back, you do that after the after it's flowered.
Okay.
Yeah, it might be a little bit too late. You could actually be doing some damage to next year's flowers. So
okay.
One of the things I would do is wait until the spring and see what's going to happen. You're going to notice that there's still going to be some sticks left. At first, it's going to look like sticks, and then all of a sudden, it's going to start popping out with leaves.
Okay.
You'll definitely be able to see where some of the buds are coming from.
Okay.
And then if you need to, say they've gotten too big for it, you know, the area, you can cut them back at that point. But just be aware that you might not have the same amount of blossoms as you've had in the past years. It's something that, you know, the general rule of thumb with anything that's flowering, you definitely want to prune it after it flowers. Still can, but it's going to, you know, affect them. One of the things with the hydrangea is depending upon which ones you have, and it seems like the ones you have are all on old wood. That's where they blossom off of. But cutting it now, it could actually, you know, affect you for next year. That doesn't mean you can't do it right now, because if it's too big and you're just like, you know what, it's 7 feet tall and I need to see out the window and it's, you know, it's 5 foot level, I got to cut it back and you're okay with, you know, not having the flowers, then you can do it. But, you know, it's one of those things that by doing that, you could affect next year's flowers.
Okay. I understand. Right.
You definitely don't want to do that right at this time unless you have to.
Even with the Pinky Winky, I mean, you know, they have those big cone flowers. They're now brown.
The Pinky Winky should have probably just flowered maybe about the past month or so, I'm assuming.
Yes.
I mean, that might not be a bad time to be doing it because it's after it's flowering. It's usually, you know, I would have done it a couple weeks ago, but at this time you might be able to do it.
Yeah.
I know the Pinky Winky does bloom later into the season.
I know. It's quite a huge. It grew very quickly and very big, and it's like a beautiful, bush and tree. I don't know. It's just pretty, but I haven't cut the blossoms off. So maybe what I'll do is try the Pinky Winky and not the others. So
yeah, I would definitely, and the others maybe stay away, but the Pinky Winky, you might be able to at least cut some of the flowers down on that one, because it is a later bloomer, so you might not have as big of a problem. Definitely one of the things I would do after the storm is maybe spray the hydrangeas with some wilt proof or wilt stop. You're not going to spray the leaves, because obviously those are going to fall off, but the buds on there, there's been some research in the past few years that are saying that even the deciduous plants, like a hydrangea or a rose, could use some of this wilt proof or wilt stop on the buds to help the moisture stay into the plant. So that might be something you do as well to help protect your plant. And we thank you for the phone call, Annalisa. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here to answer all your gardening questions the best we can today. And hopefully we'll get a little ready for Sandy. She's headed up the coast and headed right towards us. So hopefully we can get a few things taken care of in the lawn and garden to prepare. Let's go right into the phone lines, Tom. And who's up next?
Next up, we've got Scott from Mass with a question about bugs.
Scott, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you? Scott, you there? All right, seems like Scott's not there at the moment, but we'll see if we can get him back on here. Again, the number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Here to answer all your gardening questions. Get everybody ready out there for the storm that's going to be hitting us pretty soon here. Sandy is on her way up and working her way towards us. I've heard anywhere from 1 to 3 to 2 to 4 inches of rain. So some heavy rain coming our way. So, you know, let's get some things prepared. Said it a couple times, but any tree over 6 feet tall, you should definitely make sure we're staking those and getting those protected for this storm that's coming. The wind could be tossing some of those newly planted 6 foot trees and over, you know, be pulling up the root system. So we want to make sure we protect them. So this is definitely something we should be doing at this time of year. At this time of the, you know, this time because of the storm coming. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Tom, we got anybody on the line? Seems like Tom's not there either, so we're having a little bit of a technical difficulty, but that's all right. I know we got a couple things going on. Danny might be wreaking havoc up and down the East Coast and giving us a little bit of an issue with the with the phone line. So, you know, no big deal here. We'll just keep talking about what we should do for this storm. One of the things I've said a couple of times is make sure you got your chainsaws all clean and ready to go, and make sure they can start and work out. That way, you know, where if anything happens in the yard, you can take care of it right away. So that's definitely something you want to look at. Make sure it's got gas and oil in there. You want to get out in the yard and make sure all the patio furniture is away, or at least put into a corner somewhere so that they, it's not going to fly around or get, you know, fall over and break. That way we can do a little bit of protection for your house and everything along those lines. Make sure your generator is gassed up and ready to go and all set, so if we lose power for an extended period of time, we can protect it. You know, you can even go out there. I know some garden centers like myself here, we sell firewood. Make sure you got some firewood ready to go if you got a wood stove, just in case. You never know. You know, you want to stay warm. It hasn't been too bad at night, but, you know, when the house doesn't have heat and it's about 40 degrees at night, maybe 50, it does get cold. So make sure you got that ready for you. The storm's supposed to start hitting our area tonight and go maybe until Wednesday. So it's a couple days of this storm. So we just really got to get ready to be protected. And you never know, this storm could be... the effects could, you know, might not start heavy at first, or maybe it does, but if it doesn't start heavy at first, it could get worse before it gets better. I believe that's from the Wizard of Oz, you know, it's going to get worse before it gets better, and that's usually how it happens. So, you know, protect your house a little bit and make sure that you got everything ready. Make sure you got an extra propane tank for the gas grill. If you got a gas grill, make sure you never use it inside. That's something, you know, you got to make sure that you do. So just take care of that. But those, you know, few extra little hints that you could do. I said it in the 6 o'clock hour. Check on your neighbors, anybody who lives alone or is elderly or, you know, somebody in the neighborhood, just check on them. Let them know that you're here for them if anything happens, if you lose power, and you can help them out. It's just one of those things that just be, you know, friendly to your neighbors, because if we're without power, you never know if somebody's by themselves, if they have the candles, they have the, you know, the generator, that type of thing that could help them out. You know, just get out there and help out your neighbor. That'd be a great thing to do. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, you back with us? Is there anybody on the line?
I am, and there sure is.
All right, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Nick from New Hampshire with a question about pine needles.
Nick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. We talked about leaves on the lawn and mulching them, but what about pine needles?
Pine needles, I have seen them used as a mulch for garden beds, and I've seen them used on purpose, not by somebody just having the tree shed on them and just leaving it. I know in the South they do have pine needles mulch you can spread over there. If it's really heavy, which I don't think it would be, it's not going to be a bad thing, but you can you'd want to mulch those up by the mower as well. Usually they're about 4 inches long, maybe a little bit longer. So you want to try and make those into dime sizes. So that would be something I would do. But you can break those up by the mower as well.
So pine needles are not a bad mulching products?
No, I mean, like I said, I've seen them used in the landscape as an actual mulch in garden beds. So it can't be that bad, you know?
Right. What about the acidity? I mean, do I have to put extra lime down?
Not necessarily. The amount of the pine needles that are on there might not really, you know, affect the lawn as much. You'd have to see, you know, if it's a heavy, heavy pine needle shed on top of it, you know, maybe rake up some of it and mulch part of it.
Okay.
You know, because they do have an acidic tendency, the soil. They might have a little bit to it, but, you know, you could definitely, you know, try and break those down as well as the leaves into your lawn.
Very good. Thank you.
And we thank you for the phone call, Nick. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, we got anybody on the line? Alrighty. So, we talked about this before, but we're, you know, keep on going with this because Sandy is headed towards us. I've been trying to check the news as much as I can from my computer here, and all the weather sites are just, they're all over the place, but the one big thing is they're saying we're going to get a good amount of rain. It could be 1 to 3 or 2 to 4. That's a good amount of rain. I was talking to my father before the show. I talked to him yesterday, and we were talking about putting gypsum down onto your lawn at this time. You know, you're only going to put the gypsum down if you have the issue with compacted soils or like a clay-filled soil. You'll be able to tell that by if you look on the lawn and you see puddles, you know, after a rainstorm, or if you know that those areas, they maybe have some moss or those types of things, you're going to be putting that gypsum all over the lawn there in those areas to help break down the soil underneath it. It's a great product to just break apart the clay particles to allow some of the water to go through and some of the nutrients to go through. A lot of times in those areas where there's a clay-filled soil, the nutrients just sit on the soil and just don't have anywhere to go. And then they pile up and pile up and pile up and pile up and pile up. And then you can't actually take the nutrients that you need in those areas. So it just creates a mossy area. So by breaking apart the soil, what's happening is you're actually getting rid of some of the excess nutrients that are in the soil. And it's going through and allowing for the lawn to actually look a little bit better and get a green area, and you'll be allowed to have better seed growth there. So those are some of the things you'd have to look into if you have those types of areas. And the reason why we're saying to be putting that now is because the amount of rain is actually going to work it into the soil and break it apart, whereas, you know, if it wasn't raining and it wasn't too heavy, you know, it won't break it down as quickly, whereas this rain, even though it's heavy, is actually going to help break it down and put it into the soil, and you might have some better results by doing this. So that is something that you could be doing at this time. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here until about 10 o'clock answering all your garden questions. My father will be back next week. But for the time being, I got about an hour and 15 minutes to answer as many questions as I can, or as many questions as you have. The next hour, we do have an interview talking about with Tesla plants and about some of the different roses and the hydrangeas that my father has talked about this year and some good products out there. So give us a call. Phone number 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Do everything we can to answer your garden questions. Now, my father has been doing a lot of talking in the past couple of weeks on his newsletter, and you've heard some of the commercials about using some sort of deer repellent. Now, one of the things I would be doing is, if you haven't done it yet, be waiting until after the storm to be spraying it. One of the things that could be happening with the amount of rain that we're getting, some of the spray might actually wash off. With a heavy rain like this, we usually don't get this heavy of a rain and this much rain at this time of year. It's either going to be a snowy mix or a lighter amount of rain. So sometimes with a heavy rain like this, it might wash off some of your repellents. So you might want to get out there and get another spray out after this storm. That way you're protecting your plants for the winter season. It's one of those things where, you know, once it dries onto a plant, it will stay onto it. But with such a heavy rain that's coming, you definitely want to stay protected for the winter. And if we have another winter like last year, the deer are going to be very hungry and be coming to your lawns and gardens and eating whatever they can. Now, so we definitely want to protect our plants for the future. So, you know, wait until after the storm. Maybe do a reapplication of some of the deer repellent, and then if you haven't done an application, be spraying them. At the same time, you could be, wait another, maybe a day or so after, you could be spraying all your evergreens with wilt-proof, taking care of some of the winter damage that could be happening. Well, there's a few things you could be doing. It's really good to be working on that this time of year to protect it for next year. A lot of the things that you do now will actually make sure that next year you have a more productive and better year with your plants. So you definitely want to take care of them. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here until about 10 to answer your gardening questions. So give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. One of the things that we were talking with Ashton Ritchie about at the beginning of the show was, at the beginning of the 8 o'clock hour, was mulching, your lawn with the leaves that fall from the trees. You can definitely break those down to about a dime size if you could with your mower and mulch those right into the soil and, into the lawn. And it might actually be, more helpful than, just raking up all the leaves. So that's definitely something good to hear. So you definitely want to look into that. Now give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 to answer all your gardening questions. Just give us a call and I'll try and help you out.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wilt Stop this winter. Wilt Stop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wilt Stop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just mist your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wilt Stop.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, let's go right into the phone lines. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Elizabeth from Cape Cod with a question about dahlias.
Elizabeth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thanks, Patrick. I bought some this spring some dinner plate dahlias, and not realizing that they're not hardy, I guess. In this climate, actually, we had construction, so I had to pot them. But do they have to be dug up for the winter? And if they do, there's some very bad lingering flowers on them, and they're still green. Do I have to wait till they all get dry if I do have to dig them up and dry them out?
You know, I definitely would try and dig them up in the from the pot and actually try and let them go dormant for a period for the winter. One of the things you can do is once you start to see those leaves start to wilt a little bit, then you can cut back the plant to the to the bulb itself. And what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to shake the excess soil off of the dahlia.
Okay.
And get it to, you know, clean off those areas. And then what you can actually do is bring it inside, put it in like a basement or a garage or something along those lines. What you're going to want to do is you can put them in a little like peat moss type soil.
Okay.
instead of the regular soil, because what you're trying to do is just let them go dormant and have a clean area. You don't want them to really start rooting or anything along those lines. So you just put them in a nice peat moss. So you could take the pot and put like an inch of peat moss on the ground, on the bottom of the pot, then put that in there and just cover a little bit with peat moss. The peat moss is like a fluffy insulator, so it's not going to produce its plants like that. So I would definitely do that. You want to let it dry out a little bit. And what you're going to want to do in a couple months, about 6 weeks, check on the plant again, check on the bulb itself, and just feel it and see how it's going. You don't want to water it at any time because you don't want it to rot just sitting there. So you definitely want it to just go dormant for the winter. So that is something I would definitely do.
Okay, now they're very sad looking blossoms on. Is it still okay to cut them back now, or do I have to wait a little longer?
Has it started to, the leaves started to wilt a little bit?
Yes. Yeah, and there are some brown leaves, too.
Yeah, you can definitely cut it back now. They say if anything that's flowering, that's a bulb that you're going to, bring into a dormant period. You want the plant to start wilting a little bit, just as it's starting to wilt, because that means it's brought all the nutrients that it can into the bulb itself to help, to help take care of it for the winter. So you've gotten all the nutrients that the plant can give. Now, just cut it back and bring it in and have it as a dormant period for the winter.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
We thank you for the phone call, Elizabeth. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, we got time for a quick question?
I think we can slip one in there.
All right. Who's up next?
Next, we've got Jeff from New Hampshire with a question about tulips.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, am I on the air?
You are, sir.
All right, I lost you for a minute. I'm on the road. I have a question about tulip bulbs. My wife recently bought a mail order box of varying kinds, and we put them in the ground. And I was just wondering if there's anything in particular you have to do to protect them from frost for the winter.
As long as you've planted them at the recommended height, they should be fine to be coming back. If you're extra worried about that area, you can put a nice layer of straw over that area. You definitely want to use straw because hay has some of the weed seeds, but you definitely could put a layer of straw over that. But if you planted them at the recommended height, everything like that, they want to go into a dormant period. They want to have the cold and then come back into the spring. So you shouldn't have an issue. But if you're a little bit worried, you can definitely put a layer of straw over it without, hurting the bulb itself. So that can't hurt you. But like I said, straw, not hay.
All right. Thank you much. Appreciate it.
Alrighty. We thank you for the phone call, Jeff. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Next hour, we'll be joined by Tim Kuhn, who can be helping us out with some of the information from Tesla plants, some of the different hydrangeas, etc. So stay tuned for that. He'll be on the other side of the break. Give us a call if you have any questions. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.